This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John-Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Wanted to get back into the match two with Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning, and your thoughts on that. How would you grade it? I was surprised how much I liked it.
Oh, it was great.
It might have been because Tom Brady was struggling so much. I found him more likable, and I've always rooted against Tom Brady. His first tee shot was a hook shot. It didn't even look like it got up in the air very much, and I was like, oh. And then it just continued, and then you would see guys like Brooks Koepka tweeting, joning on Tom Brady. I just kind of enjoyed all
of
that.
Well, that's not fair. Why is Koepka killing him? That's not what he does for a living.
Yeah, but Koepka put up $100,000 of his own cash.
Yeah, and right. To credit Tom Brady, look, he had the shot of the match.
Yes, he did.
When he sank that eagle chip or whatever the heck you call that. I don't know if it was a chip or...
No, it was a 120 yards out, 130 yards out.
It's an approach
shot. It was a hole out.
It was a hole out, 100 yards
out. Yeah. By the way, do you want to hear it? I have the banter with Charles and Tom before the hole out and then the hole out and everything. Yep. You want to hear it?
Yep.
Hey, Tom, how many shots you want? This Chuck. Come on, man. I'm going to give you some shots, man. I want
all
some
right.
of you.
Gotta get going.
Chuck, I've been focusing on football, bro. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl.
Ready to dominate.
I think you just made him mad, Chuck.
Oh, no. I love it, though, man. He can take a joke.
Oh, go in!
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, you made it!
Wow!
Chuck.
Hey, man.
Chuck.
I got that's
Chuck.
Awesome.
Shut your mouth, Chuck. Take a little of that medicine. Get your butt out of here.
When the going get tough, the tough get going, boys.
That's the old man cliche. You got to play the sound.
That was his first good shot of the match. But yeah. I thought, you know, in the alternate shot format, now it was modified because they did not force the teams to use Peyton or Tom Brady's drives.
Correct.
In fact, they almost never used Tom Brady's or Peyton Manning's drives. They pretty much used all of Phil and Tiger's drives. But Tom Brady played much better in the back nine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he settled down. Like, maybe he was nervous.
I'm sure he was nervous.
Of course he was nervous.
Both those guys were nervous.
I saw Wes Welker say beforehand that he played about 20 rounds with each of the guys because he played with Peyton Manning in Indianapolis. He played with Tom Brady in New England. He said he played about 20 rounds with each, and he said he thought Tom Brady was slightly better golfer.
Well, Tom played that morning, too, by the way.
He
played 18 in the morning in preparation.
Maybe he was tired. I wonder.
He was just nervous, man.
Well, he said he hadn't been playing much.
Swing
so so yeah. Maybe the difference is Peyton apparently has been playing a decent amount, and Tom's been getting ready for football.
Well,
but anyway, I thought overall,
it was an
I
A+.
Give it an A.
It was an A+.
What did you give it? You gave it an A+, Jason?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
I don't think the only bad part about the entire broadcast was the rain.
Yeah,
there was nothing else bad about it.
I'm looking at a poll we just put up on Junk's Radio like 5 minutes ago, and 56% give it an A, 31% B. I mean, usually people on Twitter go the negative route.
They hate everything.
So that leaves only, you know, 13% at C or lower.
Yeah, they're just
so
not into
really
golf.
People liked it. Did you like your 10 minutes?
I did like the 10 minutes that I watched, yes. I don't know what else I was doing. What time did it come on? Was it 2 or 3 p.m.?
No, 3:30, 3:45.
It started around 3:45.
It started late. I mean, I just ended my show with Danny on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I should have watched it. I didn't.
I think it started later.
I just
because
checked
of the
in
rain,
a few
right?
times.
It started around 3:45.
Like it ended like 8 or 8:30, it felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took a while. I mean, they're in there looking. They're looking for Brady's balls all day.
Yeah, I even joined the goofy Charles Barkley bogey challenge.
It was great. I was just thoroughly entertained. I was laughing. Justin Thomas was great on the on course reporting. Barkley going back and forth, just joning. It was just all. How about when they had the three shot of Immelman, Barkley, and I can't remember who the host was, Brad something, but you know they're right next to each other in a tent. But, you know, the producers are telling those guys, look at the camera. But Barkley's looking at the guys right next to him when they're talking.
Of course.
Did you notice that?
I didn't notice.
It was so funny.
I did notice that they really listened to the complaints of the first match and then last week's match, too. Where, like, even when Brooks called in and Russell Wilson when he was doing his thing, like, they didn't keep them on very long like they did with Bill Murray. Like, they're in and they're out.
Right.
And then I don't know what technology they were using, but there was no delay.
It was better, yeah.
There was no delay between any of the interactions, so like people weren't awkwardly talking over one another.
Right. The only other bad part was...
It was just very smoothly run.
It certainly was. The only other bad part was they couldn't always hear the hosts asking them questions.
Well, I think that was because of the weather.
In their cart.
Well,
when they were in their cart, yeah.
Well, it's hard. You're on the move. I actually thought even the Phil Mickelson was a bit, he's almost too descriptive. He talks a little too much. But that one shot where he, like, explained exactly where he was going to hit the ball and the way that the grass is, and then he nailed it. Like, it was pretty amazing. That one chip where he's like, I'm going to go for the dark part of the grass, then it's going to skid up. I mean, that
was. How about the shot when he drove the green?
Right.
That was ridiculous.
I mean, Phil was kind of put on a show a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's what he does.
He's flexing.
Yeah,
but that's how he is.
He was showing up.
Well, why? I mean, either something happened to Tiger's mic or he just wasn't talking.
Tiger's not that interesting of a guy.
I don't think Tiger was talking. He just didn't chime in like Phil did.
I think Phil was sneaky funny. But I think Tiger's just a dud. And Phil's a weirdo, but he's a little more entertaining.
Well, that's Phil's element.
Yeah,
he likes to show off kind of like how much he knows and how smart he is.
He hands it up. Did you see his social media before?
Yes, coffee and calves.
He's hitting bombs and his calves. He's doing shtick. He's cheesy.
I love it.
Enough of the calves talk. Nobody cares, Phil.
Yeah, but he also understands
jelly of his calves.
To me,
you can't let
Phil,
it bother you. It's just it's just the way he is.
Silly.
To me, Phil understood that he needs to fill up some of the time.
Yeah, he's got an entertainer.
Meanwhile, Tiger is a freaking mute. He doesn't say anything.
Tiger sucks. He's an amazing golfer. He's just boring.
I think something happened to his mic.
Oh, no.
They were having some tech issues with the rain, and they were changing out batteries
a
lot. That's the part I hated the most was the rain. It actually was getting on my nerves.
I'm surprised Drab's defending Tiger. That's his guy.
Well, there's no way they would have played in a normal day. There's no way they were playing that.
No.
Oh, yeah.
But they had to play it.
That course is closed.
Down.
Yeah, that course is closed.
They couldn't postpone it to Monday because they're calling for even more rain on Monday.
No, they had to play it. We were all dying for it.
Why wasn't it cart path only? I wanted to see those guys have to leave their cart.
The superintendent so bitter, probably. Yeah.
You know what I liked? They didn't do the thing where only the official could touch the pin. Like,
oh, yeah, Tiger's touching it all day long.
Yeah, like Peyton said, could you pull the pin? Or who was it? Was it Peyton? Yeah, Peyton said, you pull the pin, and Tiger went up and ran up. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Make Tiger be a little
The one club hole was great.
Yeah.
If Tiger makes that 10-footer with the 4-iron, I make a lot of money.
Yeah.
I was so bitter.
Let's go to the phones.
Lipped it out.
800-636-1067. Doug's in Mount Airy on line two. What's up, Doug? You're on with the Junkies.
Hi, JP. Hi, Junkies.
What's up?
Love the show. Been listening forever. I absolutely love the golf match. More Barkley. Loved it. as a crappy golfer, it was hilarious to hear his commentary and his joning. And I did enjoy Mickelson's description of the different way the grass was going, and hear his explanation about how to play it. Loved every minute of it. And by the way, I'm a huge fan of you guys, but also the producers. The producers are thoroughly entertaining. Great part of the show.
Buy a cameo. Buy a producer's cameo.
Spend $20.
What's the latest? What's the update, fellas?
Not much.
I mean, nothing.
We had a couple.
Still planning on doing the studio with water bottles and a fridge and all that stuff.
Oh, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Oh, you mean the
lounge?
The lounge.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Corona kind of.
Oh, right. Put a damper on that.
Happen. Yeah.
That a lot of plans for that space.
Yeah, we had a decorator and everything.
Who was coming in? Was it Marlowe Furniture was coming in?
Yeah, we had a designer from Marlowe take measurements and everything.
Right. And now it's concept,
just,
everything.
Now it's just a room for the engineers to stack their equipment.
Yeah, they've been throwing a bunch of junk in there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Shocker.
Is there anybody new? By the way, has there been an update with the with Karina and Sonny?
I just said hi to Karina today.
Yeah.
Like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, and she say hello to you?
Yep, and she told me she had a chill weekend.
Did she ask you how your weekend went?
No.
Yeah.
When we saw her on Friday, she did go, Karina said, "Hey, Drab, hey, Valdez."
No, nice.
Oh, by name.
And she was a little flirty. She was talking to us about quarantine.
About what?
Quarantine. Ding-a-ling that you get during quarantine.
That's what they're calling
it
now?
Yeah, that's what they're calling
it. Did she call it that?
Yeah.
Really? Is that a new term to you?
That's the first I've heard of it.
So did you ask her to explain?
Titillating conversation.
No, I think I was.
You just
I
laughed.
Was and I would laugh, and I was shook, and then I ran to Drab, and I just said, "Karina just said quarantine," and then we high-fived.
you didn't know how to handle it?
Yeah, I didn't know how to handle
it.
Yeah. You should have followed up.
You froze.
So you know what? That's your conversation tomorrow. Say, did you get any quarantine yesterday?
No, I don't
could
know.
Could you do that, or would you get fired?
No, yeah, I don't know if you can ask that at all.
You're insane. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? You haven't watched
can't
your compliance
that.
Videos.
Are you in 2006?
Well, she brought it up.
Can't do it.
You're bringing it up days later. Hey, let me just say, one of the good things about working for Entercom is that we don't have to watch those stupid videos we used to have to watch all the time for CBS Radio.
Right.
But it sounds like EB might have to listen. He might have to watch one.
Well, hold on. Don't they still have them? I think they're
I don't
just not
think
as,
so.
I think they do. We're just not as militant about it. We're not doing our part.
I haven't seen one. I haven't signed off on one. I mean,
it's been a while. Yeah.
Maybe I'm spacing on it, but
Drabby, do they not have videos?
They have these agreements and documents that you need to go through, but most people just acknowledge them and move on with their life.
Yeah, it's a lot less thorough.
Okay. I could barely get into my email. I don't even know what my email address is.
Yeah, I don't actually think I can.
Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Our pal Mo from Largo is on the line.
What's up, Mo?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Yep.
Good morning.
I got to start off by saying I find it hilarious that EP takes it upon himself to give advice when approaching women or starting casual conversation. your game is terrible, bro.
Called out your game, Bickle.
Well, I don't care what he says. Let me just say this. If somebody at work said, "Hey, I don't know," made some comment about quarantine, that's going to be the new talking point every time I see them. Sorry.
Okay. All right, good luck with that.
Yeah.
So what I was saying with regards to the golf match, it was great. It was well-produced. Tiger was a bit of a mute, but I really didn't need to hear much from him because JT was knocking him out the park. I mean, he was stating
JT
all
was
the
great.
Obvious about, you know, Phil and everything. I really liked that part of it. Chuck, you know, he did his thing. I like the fact that they introduced Chuck because that, I guess when Chuck is around or when he's on your telecast, you can get away with saying things that you wouldn't ordinarily say. Mm-hmm. And I think that provided a looser environment. But it was good golf. Tiger looked like he was striping it. Golf course looked pretty money, too.
When Chuck said he needed to do some more Capital One commercials and then he could afford to join Medalist, I laughed out loud. Mm-hmm. I laughed out loud.
No, it was good. It was good. It was well put together. And I could definitely see them going back to that, too, in the future, too. So,
100%. Yep. You know, well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if this is going to happen, but I would love to see in tournament play if they would allow these or require the players to be mic'd up.
The problem is they're competing so hard.
I know.
So much on the line.
They probably wouldn't do it, but it would make it more interesting for the viewers.
It would, but
I agree.
You can't be, you know, there's no chance Tiger's going to tolerate that.
No.
One thing I will say, though, is I like the DraftKings live betting doing it. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, I know. I love it.
Well, that's the future.
With regards to moving forward, too. So, yeah. But thanks, fellas.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Mo.
Oh, I was live betting every hole.
Yeah.
Of course you were.
On the
BetUS
site?
In fact, I even called my site up because they didn't. They took all of the – so before the match, they had all of the props up. Yeah. Who's going to win hole number 1, 2, 3, et cetera, all the way down to 18. And then right before the match, they took them all down.
Why?
And I think it was because of the rain. I'm not sure that my site knew how bad the weather was, so they took it all down. So I had to call my site, and I called my guy. I said, dude, you got to put these back up because, you know, people want to – they want to live bet each hole. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, I got to talk to my guy. So he went and talked to his, I don't know, his director, and then they put it back up.
Look at you.
I got it done, bro.
You got it done. You got the website.
You moved the markets. Back. I love it.
Well, I couldn't believe it. They took them all down. I was like, what are you doing?
And were you net positive at the end of all this live betting?
He said it was a wash.
It
right?
was like $27 or something. But I'm telling you, there were a couple shots. If Tiger makes that putt with the 4-iron on the one club hole, I make a bunch of money there. And then there was a couple other shots that if they go, I think if Peyton makes a birdie on one of those holes, I would have cleaned up. But.
How good were they on that one par three where
they threw darts.
Brady like led off, and like the fact that he was on the green was amazing, and he was pretty close. And then Peyton put it to like 18 inches.
I know, mm-hmm. It was great.
Tiger was the only one who I think was far away on that
hole.
In
the pouring rain, too. I couldn't believe it.
I thought Tiger was pretty darn good off the tee, but his irons weren't as sharp as typically, and I think his putts weren't as great for whatever reason.
Yeah. Well, there's no chance he'd ever play in conditions like that.
I got the impression that all three of them were having fun together, but Tiger kind of just wanted to
win
and get out of there and move
totally
on.
Totally agree.
You said there was a beer cart there.
There was a beer cart that was following.
It was
them.
Mick Ultra.
And okay, but they weren't pounding beers. There's no chance.
They had cups.
I think Peyton was
selling
beers. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. They disappeared in the clubhouse for like 30 minutes during the delay. Then they came out all loosey-goosey.
They probably all went back to Tiger's estate and just got hammered that night.
I think they're having some pops on the course.
Yeah, I think Peyton did. He had big.
They had like big tumblers.
Yeah.
Right.
That I think they were just pouring stuff into.
Well, I just can't imagine the nerves. Even Mickelson acknowledged that he was nervous. I just can't imagine being Brady and Peyton because, look, those guys are world class, but they're out of their element. And we all know golf is the great equalizer in terms of anxiety for people.
I was more entertained than Tiger was, about Tiger than you guys were.
Yeah.
I tried to listen to every, and I think there was something wrong with his mic at times.
That's what somebody's claiming. But still, I already know Tiger. He's a dolt.
No, I mean, look, he's not on Mickelson's level in terms of being outgoing and personality wise. But if you listen to him, I mean, he was kind of joning on Peyton when Peyton would leave a putt short.
He's good for a dig every now and then.
He's got sneaky one liners.
Yeah, but I think they're very calculated. I don't know everything.
I just know Peyton came across great, and Justin Thomas came across great. Those were probably the two biggest stars
Peyton,
of the whole thing.
Peyton was great. He was
How do you
awesome.
Think? I thought Brady handled struggling pretty well.
Oh, I would have been so embarrassed.
Yeah, I thought he handled it pretty well, and then they hit it stiff, you know, knock it in when he did, even though it only halved the hole ultimately.
When he chunked or sculled that chip, I would have thrown the club.
You would have left. You would have just said,
I'm out. Yeah, I'm out.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We will talk to John Arand at 840 from the Sports Business Journal. We'll talk about the great ratings, the match had, and more here on the Junkies.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Hi. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. John Arand from the Sports Business Journal will join us coming up at 8:40. We'll get into what's going on in terms of live sports on TV, the match this past weekend. Now you've got another 30 for 30 on Lance Armstrong. Nobody watched it. I watched the first 5 minutes. It looked really good. I watched with my wife, and then we just moved on to something else and probably get back to it tonight. It looks really good.
Every documentary that ESPN does, The Last Dance, it doesn't, all the 30, they're all really, really well done. Mm-hmm. I just don't like Lance Armstrong. And I don't want to end up liking him.
I don't think
him.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to end up liking him.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to end up liking him. I just don't think I'm going to give him my time.
Well, does he own up to what he did?
Oh, yeah.
Can you give that away?
I watched 20 minutes of it late Saturday night, and yeah, I would have watched more. I was just so tired. Yeah. I mean, he's interesting, but his ego is, like, out of control.
Yeah, I'm right. Sure it is.
What is he basically
just
says?
He's just an arrogant, like, SOB, and he's
very
super
bitter.
Competitive. And that's why he doped, because he just couldn't take, you know, not being the best.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, yeah, I think people are pretty he's not a sympathetic figure at all.
No.
Right. So that's why I'm not invested. I don't know, for whatever reason. I'd rather watch something on a serial killer. I don't know.
Oh,
much more interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Any
why.
Serial killer greater than Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
So Drab sent us this article this morning from the New York Post about spending and what people are dying to spend on post-pandemic. Mm. Is there anything that you're dying to spend money on post-pandemic? Reading the article, I related to going to restaurants. I do miss going inside restaurants.
Right.
Even it doesn't even have to be a fancy restaurant. Like over the weekend, I went and grabbed a burger and a grilled chicken sandwich for my wife from BGR.
Mm-hmm.
But I like sitting inside BGR, just kind of chilling for a half an hour, having my burger there and my fries.
Yeah, I miss hanging out at the bar. I mean, you know, I was on Tuesdays and Thursdays when my daughter's at volleyball. I'd hang out at this bar out in the Herndon area, and I just miss it.
I miss being in nearly empty restaurants.
Yeah.
I do like that bit.
Yeah, although, I'm with you on the restaurants.
Although I do like saving the money from eating home a lot more now. So I think that might continue for a while anyway.
Stay on that plan.
I just like it. I mean,
I like doing the curbside. The curbside's fine, but the meals just don't taste as good when you pick it up.
By the time you get them home.
Yeah, you drive 20 minutes, you're back home, and... You know, it's just not prepared the same way. The presentation isn't
maybe
as good.
Chinese food does, because Chinese food, they seem to have mastered that. There's something about Chinese food that you get in a little box, you get it home, you open it up, it's still good.
Yeah.
But a lot of stuff, it's not conducive.
I'll tell you what was cool. I got a check. I don't know if you guys got it. You probably did. I got a refund check or a rebate check from my car insurance company.
Yeah, I think all of them are doing that.
Yeah.
They realize to stay competitive.
Well, because they know that we're not driving as much, so they're kicking back some cash.
Like 15%.
Really?
Yeah, I got like $250 check.
Well, I'll be sized for that. I'll have to ask my wife if we got that.
Yeah.
I got some back from mine because I'm only driving one car now.
Right.
I only have one vehicle.
So jelly of that.
Jason, you'd be sized. We went to Home Depot on Friday, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get whenever I got my mall, and we were looking at flowers because my mom said she wanted some geraniums and some topsoil. I'm so clueless on, like, topsoil. I had to go to the guy and I go, what is topsoil? Is that just that bag of dirt over there? And he goes, basically said, no, stupid. It's the bag that says topsoil.
Topsoil, right.
Yeah. I don't know the difference.
How it works. How should you know about it? Why should you know?
It's just dirt. What's the difference?
But cakes. Usually the labels will explain it to you.
Understood, but like who's going to know what topsoil?
I think the topsoil just has different, like, let's call them vitamins for the flowers.
Right.
Whereas regular dirt just doesn't have it.
So I'm thinking, well, topsoil, if it's different, maybe. So I get two bags of it, and then I lug it over to the outdoor thing, and I slam it on the cart. And then I'm thinking, what was that, like $20 or something? I mean, it was $2. So I was like, oh, my God, I got to go get more. Because I thought it was expensive. I had no idea. I thought it was like when you buy like fertilizer or weed and feed.
It's you're only willing to spend $2 on your mom?
No, I went and got more. I thought it was like $20. It was like $20.
Okay, so you're willing to spend $20 on
I was
mom.
Willing to spend $40 on dirt.
Right.
All right, and then I said, oh, okay, well, so I got some more. But here's where I did cheap. I did cheap out at the geraniums. I think they were $5 a little tiny little pot. So I told my wife, I said, get four of them. That's all she needs. $20, that's all she needs. Because I think she just puts them in a little pot because I think her backyard is all done or whatever.
Right.
But I could see how it could be kind of addictive to pick the little flowers and stuff. But that stuff looked like it was expensive. You get some of those nice flowers, they're like $25-$30, and you know, that's just a little, you know, it's not that much.
Oh, yeah. Every time my wife and I go to Home Depot or Lowe's, where we spend a couple $100 on flowers for the spring.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta get my place mulched up again, man. Because I had Merrifield come out and mulch the yard, but it just fades away. I gotta remulch it.
Good.
I gotta remulch because it just pops. Your yard just pops when
it does. Mulched. But don't you find? I mean, I don't have a green thumb like you do. Not anywhere close. The mulching looks good for about a week.
Yeah, I was going to say a couple weeks. You're right.
And then like some weeds will come through it, or it fades. It doesn't look as
fresh.
It
fades. That's what it is. Yeah. It fades.
Yeah.
But for a week, your house looks bald.
For a week, it looks silly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fine with one mulch. One mulch per spring, summer.
Right.
Is there anything that you're looking to spend your money on post-pandemic? So the list says, you know, a lot of people want to go to restaurants, vacations, haircuts. Those are kind of the main things that people are looking forward to doing.
You know, I'm protesting. I even though I got the wings, I'm not getting my hair cut until we're back to normal.
Can we see your hair right now?
Ooh. I mean, you can't really tell, but the wings.
It's the wings. When you wear a hat, the wings come out.
Yeah, but I don't care. I'm not getting it cut until we get back to normal. I'll have the wings all the way down to here. I don't care.
Eric.
It'll look like 1960.
Well, I got a spot for you. It's an underground spot if you want to go.
Yeah, that's not the issue.
You'd have to drive to Fairfax, though.
What were you going to say? Was it drab or something?
Yeah, yeah. I almost fell over dead this weekend. I guess my wife watched, I don't know, the show or YouTube video. I'm not quite sure. Maybe she saw you on Instagram.
Yeah.
Saw the mall video.
Yeah, my mall video on Instagram.
I think it's what it was. So maybe she was looking at your picture or something. She said, you look young for a 50-year-old. And I couldn't believe it. And then we got into a huge fight about it.
You were floored.
Why would you get into a fight?
Because I said he doesn't look young. He looks like he's 70 years old. So what are you looking at? And she said, no, he's got a young face.
Was he wearing a hat?
No, because I think he took his hat off, or was one of the pictures.
No, I was wearing a hat and I had big goggles.
I don't know.
It was kind of a goof, but it was literally my first 5 minutes swinging that thing, so I was being very cautious with it.
She said, besides the white hair, he looks great for a 50-year-old.
Thank you. You know what? That's kind of a weird backhanded compliment, but I'm going to take it.
And then you wanted to fight your wife, Drab, as soon as she said
we
that.
We did. We got into an argument. Look, she didn't even say anything about the hair in the beginning. I started screaming at her. I said, what about the hair?
Who cares about the hair? Boys, in
why does it bother you?
He doesn't want anybody to compliment me. Yeah. This guy's a douche.
Yeah. All right. By the way, guess who's playing Blue Mash today?
Oh, you are?
Nope. Brandon Lang.
What? What's he doing?
I don't know. I said, dude, why didn't you call me when you're in town? You got to call me. And he just said he's playing Blue Mash today.
Really? I tell Tom. What's he in town for? You have no idea.
I don't know. He just texted me like 30 seconds ago.
Ask him why he's in town.
I'm bitter.
In Vegas?
He must have some whale that he's...
He lives in Vegas, yeah.
Does he have some guys giving winners to? You
know, should I tell him to call in later?
Yeah, sure.
Drabby, when should I have him call in?
9:40, 9:20. I don't care. Whenever he can do it.
Yeah. All right.
When's
he's probably listening
time?
Right now. I don't know. He's probably listening because he's saying, "What are you guys talking about mulch for?" because it's the pandemic. What are we supposed to do? Break down last night's Nats game?
And we're 3 months into a show with no sports.
Yeah. All right. He's going to call in at 9 o'clock hour.
All right, good. We'll get Brandon on, get an update,
on his life.
He can come to my house and make his world famous waffles.
Yeah, because
in my kitchen.
If you're
he's 10 minutes from you, Cakes. He's 5 minutes from here.
If you're a handicapper, you're boned.
You got nothing.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, so I wonder what he's been
Vegas
up to.
Is just a ghost town.
They right? shelved all those shows, right? Like the Daily Wager, all those shows.
Dunsky.
There was one on like Fox Sports 1 with Clay Travis.
Yep.
And then there was the one on ESPN with Kazarian.
What about the one on NBC Sports
Anita
Washington?
Marks.
That one I think might have been the one with Michael Jenkins.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what the status of that show was.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's another show that was like every day.
On hiatus right now.
Yeah.
Hopefully they
How
come
could
back?
It not be?
They'll come back as soon as these sites get back up and running.
Oh, yeah. Get but you're right. Going. I mean, if you're a handicapper, I mean, unless you're picking Bundesliga or Korean baseball.
I'm not interested in the Bundesliga. I'm sorry. No. Drabby, you watched some of that stuff. Did you watch any of the Bundesliga?
No, I took the weekend off.
You did?
Yeah.
Did Bodie beg you to watch it from Colorado?
No, I haven't talked to Bodie in a long time.
What happened? You and Bodie on
the Alps? No. We're still friends. I mean, I haven't talked to him in a couple weeks.
Right.
It's called distance. That's what happens.
Nothing's going on. Yeah.
Could you and Bodie's, most of your conversation would revolve around sports?
Yeah, I think we hit our peak around the NFL draft, and then after that, we petered out a little bit.
That's it?
Yeah.
The Boatster petered out on you?
Maybe you bring Dual Threat back this fall.
Probably not.
I don't think that's happening.
Is that right? Is Dual Threat Dunsky?
Right. It's been done for 5 years.
It's called Zero Threat.
Yeah.
Is Zero Threat of it coming back? Ever?
Why is that? Just because you could be a pain in the ass?
I mean,
Bodie moved.
Bodie moved. He's gone.
You can still do it.
I'm not going to do a Zoom podcast.
It ran its course.
Yeah.
I'd do a Zoom podcast with Dane. Money. Not a problem. You got the technology. You could do it.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next.
Everyone's just on empty today.
We'll talk to John Aran from Sports Business.
That's what a 2.5-day weekend will do for you.
Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Joined right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline by our pal John Arand, media reporter for Sports Business Journal. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. We've been talking about the match a little bit this morning. I really enjoyed it. What'd you think?
I was pretty surprised. The week before, they had NBC had the four golfers going out there, and that was just kind of boring.
It was terrible.
So bad.
And this one, you know, they brought their personalities out. They had, you know, even having Charles Barkley, they didn't take it too seriously. And having quarterbacks that looked like I look on the golf course, I just added something to it, I thought. I really thought Turner did a nice job with that.
Well, quarterbacks, I mean, Brady obviously was much worse than Peyton. I thought Peyton was pretty good. I mean, I don't know what he would have shot if he played his own ball all 18, but it probably would have been in the 80s. Brady would have been a buck 07.
He sprayed a lot of drives that were out of play.
Yeah, but I think he probably would have been in the high 80s mark.
Okay.
I just have said over and over, John, I can't imagine. I think all of us that are regular human beings understand golf is the great equalizer, right? When you get out there on that first tee and the nerves and the anxiety. Can you imagine having the entire world watching you tee off and then play? And then like Brady, I thought he handled his struggles remarkably well before he kind of reined it in there a little bit.
Well, even Brady, he played really, really poorly. And he had that one shot that went in, you know.
The hold out for bird, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so he did have certain shots where he could go out and actually beat pros and on a hole or two. And that is one of the cool things about golf. And I thought that the Turner telecast sort of highlighted that in a pretty cool way.
Right. Well, the good thing, I think when he holed out, yeah, he actually had that hole. He didn't even win it. He halved it.
With a stroke, too, I think, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but yeah.
Well, I know,
yeah.
I know you pointed this out, John, though. It had monster ratings, even higher than some of the majors that have aired on cable, right?
Yeah, so it was the most watched cable golf telecast. So the Masters on CBS would bring in more viewers than that. But it does just show this pent-up demand of everybody just sitting around with nothing to watch. I mean, if you take a look at NASCAR has had a couple of races, and those ratings have increased really, really big. The UFC had a fight that came out, the pay-per-view, you know, and they got a lot of buys off the pay-per-view, and the ratings on ESPN are much higher than UFC normally gets. So there's a pent-up demand of people. And there's not only a pent-up demand, but there's also nothing's going on right now. So there's this window of opportunity, and that's one of the reasons why I think baseball and basketball, everybody's rushing to try to get into these, you know, this 1 month or 2 month period where you own the sports marketplace, and you're going to see really, really significant ratings.
John, you mentioned NASCAR, and the Coca-Cola 600 went off over the weekend. Problem is, it lasted for more than 5 hours. And even in a time where everybody's locked in, there's not a lot of sports to digest, that's just too long of an event, right? I mean, 5 hours is excessive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt that way with the match, actually. How long did the match go? I think that having a race like that goes on for too long allows people to come in, dip in, and dip out. And I was talking to a TV executive once about, you know, college football, because some college football games go like 4.5, close to 5 hours long. And they were like, God, if it could go 8 hours, we'd like that, because people just they end up tuning in, and especially toward the end of the game. So it's you know, live sports, you're not going to have people sitting down for the whole thing, but you are going to start to build and amass an audience. I haven't seen the numbers, sorry, on the NASCAR yet, but I imagine they're going to be pretty big, and I imagine they're going to be bigger toward the end than they were at the beginning.
Yeah, I think the match was probably about 5 hours, but it's in the pouring rain, and Brady's hitting the ball all over the planet, and, you know, Manning had a couple holes too where he had to drop, and they had commercials, and then Samuel L. Jackson's intros, that was one of the worst parts too for me. Samuel L. Jackson wouldn't stop talking for the intros on the first tee box. Mm-hmm. Seemed like it took 15 minutes just to introduce the players, but it was probably about 5 hours.
You know what I wanted to see more of was, you know, when Phil Mickelson hit a shot and he described exactly what was going to happen, like check and come back, you know, yep. And sure enough, the ball goes and bounces twice and then comes back toward the hole. Like, if I could hear him and Tiger sort of break down some of their shots a little bit more, I thought that would have been really cool, too.
Yeah, I love that. You know, Phil's really good at that, and I don't think people understand all of the different things that he thinks about, all of the different factors that are just so intuitive for a lot of these guys.
And also just hearing him, like, read a green for Brady, and, yeah. or just kind of telling him where to aim and what club to use, I just thought that was pretty cool.
I agree, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
I love the banter back and forth.
You know, really, the banter, really well done.
And then Barkley made it great because he was just, you know, joning on all the players.
For some reason, Barkley, even though they do the Barkley bit all the time with golf, they do the same thing with Bill Murray. Barkley not as annoying as Bill Murray.
No, not even close. Not even close.
Maybe because Bill Murray's so weird and quirky. I don't know.
And it seems like the golfers and the NFL players, they know who Barkley is. They respect him as a former player, and they sort of take his banter in a lot different way, I think, than somebody like Bill Murray.
Right, agreed. All right, so what is the next thing here? I guess the PGA Tour, we've been talking about it. What are we, about 2 weeks away from them?
PGA Tour is coming
event?
In June.
Yeah. At Colonial, yep.
How many they expecting? Are they expecting a full field?
I think so, yeah. I think that's what they're moving towards. Of course, there are not going to be any fans at all on the golf course. Mm-hmm. But they're expecting a full field. And then the big question for me are when the big team sports come in. You know, the MLB has been kicking the tires. The NBA came out over the weekend and said that they're going to go down to Disney World at the mid-July or late July and just start the playoffs down there. Mm-hmm. The NFL and college football, of course, are the big ones. And they're moving forward. I know the NFL is moving forward as though they're going to have, if not packed stadiums, fans at the stadiums in the fall. Nobody quite knows yet what if that's going to be doable, but that's sort of how they're moving forward. So slowly but surely, they're starting to. We're going to start to have more options on, especially on weekends, in terms of TV viewing.
What does Como's announcement that pro teams can have their training camps now? Who's he directing that towards specifically? Do you have any idea? Like, is there somebody that's been pushing them? They want to have their training camps like as soon as possible.
Yeah, I think all the leagues. I mean, they have, you know, New York City has, you know, just about every single sport covered there in terms of the NBA, mm-hmm. the NHL, MLS. And it puts New York and it puts those teams at a complete competitive disadvantage if other areas have their training facilities open. So it's sort of like it's a small step. I wouldn't read a ton into it. But I think that Cuomo is getting in line with a lot of the other politicians where they, you know, they really want to push sports to come back, and they're viewing sports as a real step back toward normalcy and out of this quarantine era that we're in right now.
Yeah. John, it's complete speculation, but we talked about it. If Tyson does return to the ring, how big do you think that's going to be in terms of business?
Oh, right now it'll get a lot, but the prospect of seeing – how old is he now, 54?
53, yeah.
53? Yeah, I mean, a 53-year-old guy getting into the ring, who's he supposed to fight?
Well,
a ton of names out
they've
there.
Thrown out a few names.
There are other bums, but
You know what? I paid for the UFC a couple weeks ago, so I'll probably pay for it. Speculation on what it would what it would get. I have no clue, but right now it you know, I sat down and I watched way too much of the match, you know, which I didn't think I would be doing. I think that there is a thirst for competition, and it would. The numbers that you would get are going to be a lot bigger than you would normally get for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm. So July could be a big month if all three of these leagues get it going. I mean, NBA, NHL, and baseball. I mean,
July a big month. Just think about like October when you're really going to have college football, the mm-hmm. NFL. You have all these golf majors that right. went into October and November. You're going to have the NHL, NBA playoffs. It's going to be... For viewers, it is going to be great. For the TV networks, it's not going to be so great because there's going to be a glut of programming. It's going to be hard to make a lot of money off advertising at that time, and it's going to be hard to figure out which channels to put the different events on. Mm-hmm. But for viewers, like the September, October is really setting up to be really, really cool.
I was going to ask you, what are the Masters going to do, or what's CBS going to do when the Masters is in November, going head-to-head against college football and the NFL on the weekend? Are they going to just have all four rounds on ESPN, or are they going to have to pick and choose what they want? How's that going to work?
Yeah, we don't know yet, and I think that's going to be really fascinating to see, you know, what CBS puts on one of its other channels. Because remember, it's with Viacom now, so it has all those Viacom channels along with the CBS channels. My bet is that the Masters, it goes on a year-to-year contract, and uh-huh. that they're going to want to take care of the Masters, and the Masters is going to get the prime.
So they'll get CBS over NFL?
That's the big question. That hasn't been decided yet. If yeah. I was going to bet, I would bet on the Masters over the NFL. However, like you know, you can make a case for the NFL because they have the rights deal that's coming up in the NFL. The NFL doesn't want to take a backseat to any other league. The Masters doesn't want to take a backseat to any other league. And you're going to see a lot of pressure being exerted on all these networks to put their games on the number one is the broadcast channel. Number two is sort of the top cable channel. Mm-hmm. And whatever gets relegated to sort of ESPN News or ESPNU, you know, that's where you know the league doesn't have a lot of leverage.
That is going to be fascinating. Can you imagine no college, no SEC on CBS on Saturday and no NFL, you know, possibly a doubleheader and the Masters wins out on that? That would be really fascinating.
You know, the NFL schedule did come out, so we do know for the Masters what the CBS has a single header with the NFL for the Masters Sunday, and I forget whether it's a 1 p.m. game or a 4 p.m. game, but there has been some sort of movement there somewhat, but whether or not they start with the entire Masters or, you know, that's a that's going to be a great story for me to follow.
I mean, I guess they could play the NFL game at 1, and then that, essentially that'll be over by 4, and then you can play the Masters coverage from 4 until it ends, I guess.
Yeah, because the Masters, typically CBS comes on at what, like 3, 3:30?
3. It may be like 2:30 or 3 on that Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, so I think what it was then a 1 o'clock NFL game, and then you would have the Masters come in right after that.
Makes sense.
Of course, that'll be the NFL game that goes like a full overtime, you know, 5-hour game.
Right, exactly.
Appreciate the time as always, John. Stay safe.
Thank you, buddy.
Always like coming on, man. Thanks.
All right, thank you,
John Oran from the Sports Business Journal. Coming up next, we open up the entertainment page. We'll find out which rock star survived a heart attack.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.